Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ. Pull up to the microphone, my guest DJ. I got you headphones over there, but they're not plugged in. You don't need them yet. But hello. Wait. What am I doing? You have to have a theme song.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
If you're going to be on this show and you're going to be a guest DJ.
The OG needs his theme song.
And look at this. The computer restarted. So now I got to figure out where all your theme songs are. Oh, here we go. And you're bright yellow. Did you know you're yellow? Good morning. Good morning. Ryan, I think I do a good imitation of you, don't I?
Oh, every day.
Every day. So, Ryan from Calavama, welcome
good
to the show.
Good morning.
I'm so happy you joined me to guest co-host today.
Thank you for the invite. I appreciate it very much.
You're one of the OGs of the regulars. You call 5 days in a row. You get your own theme song.
Yeah.
So, this morning, when I got a text and it said, who's working with you today? And I said, Ryan from Calavama. And then they said, what's Calabama? And I said, oh, it's Caledonia.
Yeah, you messed up.
Why do you call it that?
Listening to the show for like 2-3 years now. I think I've been the OG of this.
Mm-hmm.
Calabama is a small town. See, I even say it. It's Caledonia, really.
It's Caledonia.
But it's a small town in between Oak Creek and Racine. And it's just a bunch of rednecks, as I like to call
it. Not to be confused with Franksville.
Yeah. No, that's Kroutville.
Or Sturtevant.
Yeah.
Oh, and Franksville, I learned from you, is called Kroutville.
Kroutville, yeah.
Because
they used to make kraut.
And I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I had no idea that they had made sauerkraut. Yeah. I love sauerkraut.
So you got Lindsay from Kroutville.
Lindsay from Franksville is Lindsay from Kroutville.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's how I refer to her.
And Ryan from Calabama is actually Ryan from
Caledonia.
And you know what I just realized? I say Caledonia with 2 syllables, you say it with 3. Am I saying it wrong?
No.
Everyone I say Caledonia. Well, I guess I say 3. Caledonia.
Yep.
Is it Cala? I'm forgetting that.
I just say Calabama, and people are like, well, I don't even know where that's
Where's
from.
Where's Calabama? Uh-huh. It's Caledonia. Well, Ryan, you brought me my love language. Thank you. A large Diet Coke. Thank you. Your wife has trained you well. Thank you so much, Ryan. Uh-huh. Ashley, good looking out. I'm going to enjoy my Diet Coke. Are you ready for a fun show?
Oh, yeah, always. It's always a fun show.
Well, DZ is out this week. He will be back. He's dealing with some family stuff. He'll be back whenever he can. I don't know when that is. If it's next week, maybe. We'll have another regular on tomorrow.
Well, he's with us. He's with us.
He's
no
with
what.
Us.
Thoughts
well,
and hearts.
Yeah,
you know?
He texted. He's all right. They're on their way. They're on the up and up right now.
Good.
So
good.
I can't wait for him to come back. But in the meantime, Ryan from Calabama is in the house. And coming up next, we have got the question of the day. Okay?
Oh, boy.
I didn't even tell Ryan what it is yet. Buckle up, everybody. Uh-oh. It's going to be a hell of a show with Ryan from Calabama.
Put your helmets on. Let's go.
And an extra Diet Coke. Hell, he's really going to be wound up. Kiss FM. Ryan in Calabama just gave me an Am I the Jerk? Yep, here we go, Ryan. Thank you very much. Am I the Jerk? And the answer is going to be yes, Ryan.
I will gladly wear that title today for that one.
I can't believe what you just told me. You're going to have to wait for Am I the Jerk to hear this one. Pulling an audible. I'm flipping out the one I had.
Yeah, you better flip
me in there. Unbelievable, Ryan. Well, today on the show, Ryan from Calabama. I got to pull up your theme song. I apologize. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. That's my invitation to Ryan.
That's so close.
Calabama. That's
wow,
a new
that's
one.
A
Calabama
new one.
Is Caledonia, if you missed that this morning.
Yep.
You ready for the question of the day?
I don't know.
Listen, let's go. Hold on. Just trust me and hold. Well, okay. I don't know if you should trust me, but hold on.
Your body's awake. But your brain isn't. Ali and DZ, get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, Ryan from Calabama, a.k.a. Caledonia.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining me today.
And thank
being,
you for letting me.
Well, obviously, being my guest co-host, because you're funny. Funny as hell. So, Ryan, the question of the day is, who is the last person that you wrote to by hand?
Okay, my question, to back up this question.
You can't answer the question with a question.
I can, though, because are we talking like a letter-wise, or are we talking just bill-wise, note-wise? What are we talking about?
I don't think a bill. I'm talking about wrote to. You wrote to someone.
Okay.
You
okay.
Maybe wrote them a note. Maybe you left them a letter. Maybe it was a post-it. I don't know.
Okay. It would have been my wife.
And what'd you write?
If I remember right, it's sitting in the cabinet. It says, I love you, babe. Have a great day.
Oh, was that today?
No.
Oh, that was 6 weeks ago? Or?
It was probably when she was still in school in May. So we've seen each other a lot more because she's off of school. So it's like we see every other.
Oh, you write her notes when you don't see her.
If I leave before she does, then I leave her a note.
See, I ask you this because I wrote out a birthday card for Nature Boy last week, and I thought, he's got to see my handwriting.
Right.
You know, like, think of all the things you don't see anymore because of technology. If you date someone, you don't know how they write. There's all kinds of things.
But you would need... Was he able to read it?
Shut up! Yes! I didn't ask. He acted like he could read it.
Well,
so you assume he could read it?
You better hope so.
Who knows, Ryan?
Nobody can read my handwriting other than my wife,
I think. It's like chicken scratch.
Yes, exactly.
But I thought, you know, there is something really nice about a handwritten note. And when somebody did it for me last year, it really touched me. I was like, I never get handwritten notes. And something about it touched my heart.
Because it goes a lot further.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I'm sitting here typing something up. Mm-hmm. You're actually putting some thought process into what you're doing.
And I saved the note at the time, and I was like, wow, like, this is so rare now that we write to each other, or notes, that it's so... Ugh.
Well, the wife's got a stack of my notes in the cabinet. She sticks them up there.
She saves them?
Yeah.
Are they all nice?
Yeah, most of them.
It's not surprising she saves them.
Well, me, I'm like, all right, it's a note. You know, I love you too. Send her a text. Mm-hmm. Send her, you know, a snap or whatever you need to go, but...
But that was the last time. But it's always your wife.
Yeah.
What if it wasn't your wife?
Oh, my gosh.
You couldn't even think of anyone if it wasn't a bill or something.
Yeah, just because of the small business I run.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, yeah, so it's your wife. This is the question then, and I will make it more specific for the listeners. Basically, I want to know, who was the last person you wrote to by hand in a sentimental manner?
There
How's that?
Yeah,
How's that?
Works.
Is that better?
Yes, that's perfect.
We don't want to know that you wrote the lawn guy a check for the business. Who did you write a handwritten note to for sentimental value?
Perfect.
Coming
I like
up.
That.
That's what we want to know. All right. 414-533-1037. That is the number you can call or you can text that. I was actually just going to open our texts and see if anybody was texting in, but we'll read them next. All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Just had a whole conversation with myself there. Did you like that?
That's beautiful.
Who's the last person you wrote to by hand?
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Today it's not DZ, it's Ryan in Calabama. Can't hear you over your theme song.
That's all right.
So different when you're not on the phone,
right?
Isn't it?
It's so weird, but this is so cool at the same time. Yeah. I love coming in.
Thanks for coming in and co-hosting with
me. Not a problem.
Till DZ gets back. The question of the day today, though, Ryan, was who's the last person you wrote to with sentimental value?
And I said my wife.
Yeah.
You said Nature Boy.
And I gave him a birthday card last week. So I figured that was a nice little touch by writing by hand. And he could see my chicken scratch as well.
I wish you could have made the card instead of having to buy one.
No, I'm not that kind of mom.
Oh, man.
Not that kind of. Nope. I'm not the crafty one. Oh. That's your wife's a teacher. Leave it to her to do stuff like that.
Yeah, she does that.
Okay.
All.
Yeah. Kelly's in Sussex, though.
Oh. Hey, Kelly.
Good morning.
Hey, who's the last person you wrote to in a sentimental way?
My son, three.
Huh? Oh, thank God. I thought she was going to say her, you know, sneaky link, and I was going to get real mad, yeah, Ryan. I was like, don't you dare. Don't you dare, Kelly.
No, my son, 3 years ago when he's in boot camp.
Three?
3 years ago.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Well, do you see your son often, I hope?
No, I don't.
No, because he's gone. He's in the Marines, right?
He is. Yeah.
So he only comes home occasionally.
Well, tell him thank you for his service. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it very much for everything he does. I'm very patriotic, so
yes. I
support them 100%.
Yes, absolutely. Kelly, thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Hey, you guys have a good day.
You too. Write your son a letter, would you?
Yeah.
I will.
Get to it. Tell him we told you to. Bye.
Okay.
Erin is calling in Twin Lakes this morning. Let's go to her. Hi, Erin. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning, Erin.
Ryan from Calabama, a.k.a. Caledonia, is in here. Erin, say hi to Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey.
Is this weird because you guys normally hear each other on the phone and now you're like talking on the radio directly to each other? Is that weird?
It is.
Is this weird?
But I can deal with this. This is fun. I'll take this.
She said a little bit. All right. Who's the last person you wrote to?
My husband.
Oh, was it a nice letter?
My husband and I write lunch notes every day to each other.
Perfect.
Aww.
That is perfect.
How long have you been married?
Almost a year.
Okay.
Oh, that's new.
You're new.
I was going to say.
Wait, 8 years in.
Well,
that's impressive.
Second marriages. Second marriages.
Okay.
Yeah, a little more appreciative.
Yeah. You definitely learned from the first one. I'm right there with you on some of that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling, Erin. Your husband was the last person you wrote to. And I'm glad that they do stuff like that. That's nice. Nice touch. Yeah. Bye, Erin.
Same.
All right, I'm reading the text right now. Lori in Cedarburg, of course, texted in. She said the last one she wrote was congrats for getting promoted. I'll probably be writing one shortly, a get well soon card for a girl that broke her wrist. Oh, Lori's into the get well notes.
Oh,
that's Lori's sentiment. Because she's single, so she's like me. What are you going to... We don't have these husbands and wives to write to.
Well, get a pen pal.
It should be... It's like Kelly in Sussex.
Yeah.
Friend. Should be writing to me.
Well, you should be writing to her.
I know. I was trying to be funny. I was trying to blame her. All right. We got to go to the next one. And this one's trouble.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
I'm different.
Saucy. Hey. Saucy Ryan's in the studio
saucy,
today.
Let me guess. You wrote a love letter to, Her sneaky link.
Her flavor of the week.
Yeah.
Wow. Do I count if I write letters to myself?
No.
Okay, well then, yeah, it's the sneaky link. Okay.
It's the guy.
It was the guy.
And what did it say? Read it to us.
Actually, I think it was something really like, you know, I'm writing out all this stuff and I'm starting to feel all these feelings and stuff like that. And I was like, wait a second, I'm crazy. I gotta throw this away.
What? No.
Yes.
Why throw it away? Just throw it at him.
If you were feeling a type of way, write him a letter.
Throw the feelings out there. Get it at him.
I don't need to write him a letter. I can tell him in person.
Well, no. A note's even better.
I could have said happy birthday in person, but I wrote a letter and a card for sentimental value.
Yeah. Yeah, well, those letters are saved. They're saved nicely to the side. I didn't give it to him. I can write him a letter and not give it to them.
That would be stupid.
What's
if you're
the point
dating
of writing
them, give them the letter. If you're not dating them, throw it away. Saucy, listen, we don't have time for your love life.
We're not getting into that this morning.
We don't have time for your love life right now. We got other stuff to talk about. Yeah. You just hold on there, Saucy. Hold on.
I love you, girl, but we got a whole other
love.
World.
Much love. Bye.
Bye.
All right, there's one more regular on the phone that you haven't met yet, Ryan.
No, I really want to meet this person,
and
too.
And I'm so excited she called in today. Ebony is on the phone.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Ebony. Hey.
Yeah,
before DZ
ride,
took
right?
his leave, I learned where the hang-up button's at, just to let you know.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
You know what, Ebony? I'm running the board.
Out the office today.
Nobody's hanging up on you. I will not allow it. I just want you to know that. Who's the last person you wrote a note to, Ebony?
Okay, so last week, my coworker, my favorite coworker, she's been going through a lot, and she was there for me when I had a miscarriage.
Aww.
So... I remember her just being in the break room crying, telling me what she was going through in life. So I went to Target and I got some face masks and, like, you know, some other little cute things, made a little basket, put it in her locker. And then I wrote a quote that my gym teacher told me and it changed my life. And it said, you build more character when you're losing than when you're winning.
That's a good one.
That is such a good quote.
That's the quote
gosh.
Of the week. Say it again. I got to write it down.
Okay,
say it again.
So it goes, you build more character when you are losing than when you are winning. Because you got to figure, if you always winning, you start feeling yourself. You like, oh, I can never
Oh, I know. You got to be humbled out every now and then. Trust me. Trust me. And I remember my dad, as much as he annoys me, one time said, he said kind of something similar. He's like, basically winning's a lot easier than losing.
Yeah.
You know, failure is, it's hard. I love this quote.
That
say it one more time.
You know what? Failure, I have it tattooed on my body. When my dad, before my dad passed away, he looked at me and he said, hey, failure is not an option.
Well, you got to fail at some point. Everybody fails.
No. You don't really have to. It's how you look at it.
Like what did you get out of it?
Yeah.
So it wasn't a total failure.
But you succeed
off of it too. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at you coming in with the knowledge this morning, Ebony.
It's Thursday. We ain't on a Monday. You ain't got to get our spirits up yet.
We miss you, Bookie. Allie, why you ain't calling me?
I'm sorry. Oh, to co-host?
Hello?
Listen, I don't know if he's coming back next week. And if he's not, there's going to be more openings. So hold on.
I'm
going
to pull up in the Sri Lanka with two Diet Coke. What do you mean?
Oh, she just one-upped you. Ryan only brought me one Diet Coke.
Wow.
See, Ryan, you got to step it up.
Ryan.
You know what? The one that's got to deal with her in person right now.
You know what? Screw you, Ryan.
Oh my gosh.
You wanted me to be more wound up? In fact, Ryan, you just got fired. Ebony, how quick can you get here? Please tell me.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem? What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So it's not DZ today. DZ is out, and he will be back when he can get back. And in the meantime, I've been having some nice regulars come in as co-hosts, and today is no exception. Welcome to the show, Ryan in Calabama.
I'd start singing because I can jam to this song anytime, but I ain't got the voice for it.
Stop it. Ryan, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you.
Ironically, you're now going to be the subject on What Would DZ Do?
Hey, I'll take it.
Because you just told me, this is what DZ and I do off the air. You're experiencing this when there's only two people in here. The conversation gets intense, and then all of a sudden I go, let's go. We're going on the air in 2 seconds. No. And you're like, wait, what?
You got to like,
you have to transfer
your mind. Transfer back into job.
One convo to the next. So I want you to tell everyone, because I only heard a part of this, and I was horrified by you, but I also was not surprised. Surprised that you would do something like this.
Well, they're probably listening, and I really don't care.
Shocker.
Either, so,
this is why I love having you on. He's a loose cannon, just like Allie, everybody.
I'll get lit up, and I don't care.
What's the story? You fired your own nephew? Excuse me?
Nephews. I fired
You
both.
Fired two
they're
of them?
Brothers. Yep, I fired
You're the
them.
Worst uncle I've ever seen in my life.
Well, it's hard.
Yeah, why did you fire them?
You gotta have work ethic when you work with me. You're working full on 8 hours. You're working what you need to do. You're doing what you need to do.
Yeah. So what, you hired them for your lawn service or what's the, you have a lawn business.
Yeah, I've got my small lawn business and we do yard cleanups. We do all the small landscaping. Mm-hmm. We do all this stuff. And I pre-warned them a Saturday before I landed this big job. And it was their sister's graduation party.
Okay.
And I told them, I said, listen, I have a job planned for Monday. You need to be there. We need to be focused. You know, you're going to be there. We got work, blah, blah, blah.
And Ryan, how old are your nephews?
14 and 15.
Got it.
So the 14-year-old decided to go to a sleepover instead of coming to work.
Because they're 14. Right? Keep going. Like, this is a kid thing.
I warned you 4 times on Saturday. You needed to show up. I needed you there. I needed your help. And sure enough.
You can't fire family, though. That's what I'm getting at, Ryan. You cannot fire your family.
Oh, I would fire them again in a heartbeat. I'm not going to lie.
You're not. You know what? I might fire my kids, too. I'm not going to lie.
You got to. I mean, and then 15-year-old.
Yeah.
He was all about it, texting me, blowing me up about getting to work and stuff like that. And then the one day I get him to work, and all we're doing is straight cutting grass this day.
Yeah.
And it's a jam-packed day.
You're busy.
Yeah. Or a busy day. And we go to this next lawn and I go, all right, we got like 4 more to go. And he goes, what? I thought we were all done cutting. And I'm like, no, we have so much to do still.
Yeah.
He goes, well, I'm trying to conserve my energy for soccer. And I'm like, bro, you're 15. You're full of energy.
You have more energy than anyone on the planet.
We cut these lawns by noon. Mm-hmm. You can go home and go to bed.
Ryan, when Owen or Hudson tell me they're tired, I want to go off.
Oh,
I'm like,
gosh.
You don't know what being tired is, okay?
I wanted to take them and put them in my shoes and be like, all right, let's wake up at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. Let's do some paperwork. Let's do all this other stuff and then go to work, come home, take care of 2 kids, and then go back to work because you have to do other stuff.
They don't even know. Yeah. Okay, so wait, but hold on. You're basically presenting a case for your side right now to make everyone feel sorry for you because you're going, get up at 4 a.m. Let's just keep it real, though. You fired your 14 and 15-year-old nephews.
Because they don't have the work ethic that I was trying to get them to do.
I want to know what the listeners would do. Because
let's hear it.
I don't think you can fire family. And I think DZ would have my back on this. I think you should have guided them in the right way.
I tried multiple times.
You gave up on them. You gave up on them.
You're right. I will gladly say I gave
you're
up
like,
on
hell,
my
You're like, you're damn right I did, Allie, and I do it again.
Because you're doing circles, and I can't do circles. I can only do squares.
All right, so I want to know what you guys think. What would you do? Your 2 nephews, you show up, you hire them. They don't want to work. The work ethic sucks. Let's just be a little exaggerative, maybe. Yep. What would you do? 414-533-1037. The phones are already lit up, Ryan. I knew you were going to cause me problems today. I knew this was going to happen. Unbelievable.
I'm ready for it.
From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. Okay, we're going to take your calls next. 414-533-1037. What would you do? Because Ryan fired his own nephews. Ryan from Calabama. Unbelievable.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Only today it's not DZ. I did tell him you were coming in. I did. Ryan from Calabama. Man.
You can tell everybody.
You can't enter without your theme song.
Never gets old.
It doesn't get old. That's
great.
It
gives me the goosebumps every time.
Ryan, thanks for joining me today. You're the problem on What Would DZ Do, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Because
you could ask my wife, when am I not the
problem?
Well,
I know she's going to say you are. Tell me something I don't know, okay? Basically, Ryan hired his 14 and 15-year-old nephews for the lawn service that he owns, Calabama Lawn Care.
Yep.
I see it on your shirt right there. And then he fired them because they didn't have good work ethic. And I'm like, you can't fire family.
You can when they don't learn after 4 or 5 times of warnings.
Fine.
Oh,
Bella's on the phone in Kenosha.
I'm about to get lit up.
Yeah, you are. Bella, welcome to the show.
Ryan.
Oh.
You can't do it that many times. You remind me of my grandma because that's how she used to yell at me all the time when I was a kid.
You're in trouble if she said it three times.
A wise woman, I imagine.
Oh! Go ahead, listen. Bella. Tell him.
No, I'm just kidding, actually, for the record.
Oh, man.
I know Ryan put in the work with these boys.
Mm.
And I remember talking to one of them one day and like they were being lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said he was trying and trying. So generally, I think you should, you know, give family a little bit more of a chance. But these boys needed to be taught a lesson.
She's like, they had it coming. You think they had it coming. Yeah. Wow.
That's the thing.
Just because I know stuff.
You know the ins and outs, the details. Yeah. So you think he did the right thing
by firing.
Well,
that's what happens when you become a reg. You get to know each other.
That's fair. And you know all the secrets.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, Bella says you did the right thing. Okay. Thank you, Bella. Have a great day.
I won't say it too many times, though. Don't quote me. Well, you know what I mean?
Because it'll get to his head. I know. Ryan can't hear that.
Love you, Bella.
Bye, Bella.
Love you. Bye.
Next up, another regular. We've got Christina in Milwaukee. Christina, good morning.
Morning.
Say hi to Ryan in Alabama.
Good morning.
Hi.
She's giggling. Does it bug you when I say Ryan in versus Ryan from Alabama? Because
not really.
It's kind of a branding issue. I mean, which was she going with? Does in or from matter?
It doesn't really matter.
Okay,
me,
fine.
You know?
It's Ryan. Ryan from Alabama. Christina, welcome. What do you think? Is Ryan, did he do the right thing? What would you do? Would you fire your nephews?
Please help me out here.
I totally would because especially the 15-year-old, they could technically already be going to driver's ed classes and having a job like outside of family. Mm. And if they would pull that, the job would let them go. No hesitation.
You're saying the same thing would happen with somebody else.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
He was going to driver's ed and he was getting his license. That's why he wanted to work.
Ah, I see. Okay. But Christina, you would have fired him too. Look at this.
See?
Yeah.
You guys are savages, man.
I really could care less if they're family or not. They need to learn because otherwise if you let them get away with this type of work ethic, then when they're adults,
then it's on you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. You got to learn the hard way. If you don't want to learn, then don't.
You're right.
Don't take it on.
If I go to the text right now, it's probably people telling me horror stories of when they hired a family member. If you want me to be honest, I'm probably going to get lit up on my side for that one. Okay, Christina, thanks for calling. Have a great day. Bye. So you got two people on your side so far?
Heck
yes. This is a miracle.
I'm loving this.
Somebody texted in, you can fire family. Your employees see that you're giving favoritism to family. Oh, they're not going to do as much with family. That's Heather from Shorewood. That's fair.
Then
people are going to think it's nepotism and you're giving them a break. I just don't want you to be harder on them because they're family. I saw this once with a dad with his, I don't want to say his stepkids aren't his kids, but biological and step.
Yeah.
It was almost like he overcompensated with the stepkids and didn't pay attention to the real kids because you were worried about that. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Like overcompensating kind of thing?
I felt like I treated all other people equally, whoever I, you know, choose to pick.
So far, everybody's on your side. Next up, look at this, Ryan. John Shoup has been calling from Milwaukee. Second day this guy got in.
I like this name.
Me too. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good. And yourself?
No, I'm doing all right. Mm-hmm. Ryan from Alabama. I actually get to speak to you. That's pretty cool.
Ah,
hey.
Look at that. And maybe you're going to be a regular.
You could meet me if you wanted to. Regulars are having a get-together if
they
you
are.
Want to show up.
Mm-hmm. We'll give you the info off the air.
Yep.
John, do you think Ryan should have fired his nephews?
I do. I would agree with Ryan. Absolutely, 100%. Being in the world of education for as long as I have, It's an idea of expectations. And I think that, you know, the expectation of showing up to work and being on time is a very, very important thing.
And quite basic, honestly, if you want me to keep it real. Right. Quite basic, you guys.
Yeah, it's one of those things. And it's one of those things that, you know, I got to work for my dad for a year and a half. And working with family can be very, very tough.
Sounds like hell, if you want me to be honest. No. I mean, do you think about when your dad used to stand over you with the homework? Have you seen those quotes and those memes? Like, I want to work with my dad. I'd rather die. Like, give me a break.
We'd wake up at 4, you know, 5:30 in the morning. We'd drive to work together. you know? And it was just, and my wife, my beautiful wife, worked for her father for years.
Yeah.
And we have that experience of working with family all of the time.
So you know, John Shoup knows.
He knows how it He's is got working it. With family. But mm-hmm. I mean, there's hard. Goods and there's bads yeah. to working with family.
It is hard. Well, yeah. John, I really hope you get in tomorrow for day three. You're on a roll yeah. right now. Your name alone.
I'm trying. All right.
All right.
Keep it up. Keep it up.
Bye, John. Have a great day.
All right. Enjoy your day, guys. Bye-bye.
He's so nice. You think he's going to make it in?
I think he will.
People
I think
he's got it. He's it's got easy. It's not easy to get in. You've seen sitting in here all eight lines lit up. And then how are you going to get in?
In seconds.
Did you just pull an Egg McMuffin out of your sweatshirt?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me right now?
No. How do you think we eat around here?
You just had that in your sweatshirt all morning?
I had to keep it warm.
For an hour?
Yeah.
Ryan, I cannot with you. Somebody texted in and said, I would have fired them too, but what did the parents say? Oh, what did the parents say since it was your nephews? Was it your brother, sister, whose kids?
It was my brother-in-law's girlfriend's kids. So okay. They've been together for so long.
They're like a couple.
Yeah,
got it. They're
yeah,
like,
yeah. So the mom is like, you need to really give him a chance. And
she didn't want you
and
to.
And the brother-in-law is like,
fire him.
Well, you need to give him more of a chance. You got to teach him. You got to learn. And it's like, no, you can only teach somebody so many times mm-hmm. after their mistakes or the eagerness to work. You
before
know?
You go, enough. Yeah. I'm not yeah, doing this exactly. anymore. Kristen and Delavan texted in and said, I fired my mother last year. Business is business. Damn, savage.
I don't know if I could fire my mom, but
no
sure.
way. Jessica's in Racine. Last but not least. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Good morning.
Morning. So I want to know, do you think Ryan did the right thing by firing his nephews? It's what would you do today?
It's a clean sweep.
Yes. What? Everybody defended you firing them. Shut up.
See?
Wow.
They have to learn work ethic. When mm-hmm. they get into the real world, they can't pull that stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, this shocks me, though.
I got to conserve my energy.
Well, it shocks me, too, because I don't think most people would do this in real life. What? I don't think they would do it. I think we all want to be those people that hold them accountable.
Right.
But they don't.
They don't.
Because I'm a parent, and I don't. And I know. I so I said what I said.
You know, the world
yes
is the way
no,
it is,
though.
But it's crazy. Mm-hmm. I would have definitely thought I would have had a lot more people against me than for it. You know?
I would have too, actually. Oh. But hold on. Look at what just happened yesterday. Ryan and I were talking about this. Jessica, I'm going to make it about me for a second. Hold on.
No, I
posted a picture of Owen and how he mowed the lawn. And
right.
you saw it, Ryan.
I saw it.
It was horrendous. Like, it was really funny. There were, like, mohawks in my lawn. He skipped a whole part because he just felt like it.
He's just got to learn how to line a lawn up. That's all he's got to do.
But did I make him go out and finish it? No. You see what I'm saying? We're all like, yeah, fire him.
Well, I would have sat there and watched him.
No, you would have gone out and done it yourself.
Oh, probably.
Not fire him, yeah. See?
And then I would have brought him back out there to show him how it's done, though.
True.
I would have had him sitting there watching me mow for a little bit, then had him jump on the machine and figure it out.
It's not himself. A mohawk.
Exactly.
It's a bald head.
It's got to be straight.
It's got to be correct. Well, Jessica, you closed it out and said Ryan was okay for firing his nephews today on What Would DZ Do? Look at this. Look at you. Look at you. And today I have a special guest co-host in here because DZ is out dealing with some family stuff. And until he's back, I've invited a few people to come in. And today is no exception. Welcome to the show, Ryan from Calabama.
Good morning. Good morning.
I was doing the impression of you.
Well.
Good morning. Good morning. Ryan, welcome. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Were you mad I asked Amanda and Racine to come yesterday before you?
I was a little jelly.
Yeah, I know. I told her that. I said, jelly. Of course he was. Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah,
I knew Ryan
right.
would be more high maintenance than Amanda and Racine. I already knew. So something really funny happened. We are going to get into Am I the Jerk, and we will give away the Pitbull tickets and then Lil Wayne tickets later. You
I
joined.
See him.
Yeah, it's going to be a good show.
Yeah, one will be.
I want to know what your impression was when you pulled up today, because when I got out of the car to come into the radio station, Ryan was, of course, already here because he's early guy and I'm late girl. So we met where he was already here.
Yep. I was sitting by the door waiting for her to let me in.
And you were making fun of me because of all my drinks and my bags. And you said, you're not even married. And I go, why do I have to be married to have 900 bags?
Because you remind me of all the TikToks that are out there right now of these
gentlemen acting like their wives with their Stanley cups that they've switched to like Culligan water jugs and their big old beach bags for purses and stuff. And
I made a TikTok like that probably 4 years ago with all my bags, and it's probably still on my TikTok. And it's funny now that the men are mocking the women because we are obnoxious with our seven. I mean, how many cups do I have? I have the Diet Coke you brought me.
Right.
I have water in a Stanley.
You have a coffee cup now.
Another. This is a Yeti with DC in it. Diet Coke.
Yeah. Well, geez, I mean.
But I'm sipping on the Diet Coke from McDonald's.
Still, you had your arms full and everything, and you're like
two
trying
bags.
To open up the door.
Oh, a jacket.
Gee.
But I got in.
But why didn't you just bring your house?
Because it's all in my bags. I didn't need to bring on my house.
I walk
in. Is this too much?
I got a coffee mug. That's all I have. A coffee mug.
You did, and that's every day. Is that all you carry? You don't even have a purse? How do you carry your stuff?
Well, it's in a wallet, or I have one of them, like, job site folder thing. I don't know what you call it. What do you call that thing where you have, like, it's like a clipboard?
Like a planner?
No, it's a clipboard.
I don't know.
Type thing. I don't know.
You're old school. You would have something with paper
it's
in it.
It's got paper in it. It's got all
would.
That stuff.
Your paper planner over there. God,
you're right. I'll take it.
I know, because I know you.
I will take it.
Well, I just want to say you don't have to be married or in a relationship to have 700 cups and bags, okay?
No,
you just have to be a woman.
Yeah, and you got to watch wherever they get swung or flung or whatever
We love
else.
Bags. Let us live. We love bags.
You love bags and you love cups. That's what sucks, because our dishwashers are always full.
Yeah, let us live. At least we, you know, are reusing them, not using plastic. I'm trying to come up with some kind of excuse. Trying to come up with a reason.
Saving the world by using reusable cups.
I just think it was fun. I just thought it was funny that you thought it was funny. That's every
hilarious.
Day of my life for years. I come in with all these bags and all these cups, and I will do it forever. And it was hard before I got the cups with the handle, by the way.
I was going
to
say.
I used to have to, they'd slide. I had to get them with the handles.
I did that the other day. Like, my wife has this big mug like that one that you have over
like
there.
Like the dump truck Stanley that's obnoxious.
It wasn't even a Stanley.
It's
she went
too much.
Aftermarket. And I was like, all right, cool. And I bumped it on the side of the sink, and it fell into the sink. Shattered everywhere because it was glass.
No. Yeah.
And now I'm like. Well,
you were the jerk there.
I don't have to replace it, so whatever.
Yo, come on. This is obnoxious, though. This is like the 40 ounce.
Yeah, but you're supposed to drink how much water a day?
I don't care. I got it for my birthday. It's so heavy. Like, I should, you know when you carry one kid on your, like, left side for years, and now your left side is strong? That's what the Stanley does. It's like carrying a child sometimes. I swear to God.
Well, I think
and
you
I would
make
die
a
on that
fanny
hill.
Pack that carries it for you on your hip.
Ryan? You might have just come up with the next great idea.
That would be awesome.
Like a weight. Like you're walking with weights, but it's your Stanley.
Yeah.
And you got one on each side, almost like guns.
Yeah.
you put them in, and then you whip them up, and you start lifting.
Yes.
In, out. Oh. Dude, you shouldn't have said that on the radio. You better get to making that today.
Oh, looks like the sewing machine's coming out.
A fanny pack for the Stanleys. I love it. All right, Ryan from Alabama, are you ready for Am I the Jerk?
Ah, let's go. Let's hit it.
This is a wedding one, and it involves men in a wedding. So I was especially wanted to use this one when you were here today. Here we go.
All right.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I don't know if she wants her name changed. Ryan, she wrote to us.
Call her Stacy.
On Facebook. Is that her name, Stacy?
Yeah. Well,
okay, great. Ryan from Alabama, by the way. Thank you for joining this edition of Am I the Jerk? Yesterday I played Amanda's theme song. I should play yours.
You can tell everybody.
I appreciate that music.
Ryan from Alabama, my guest co-host today until DZ gets back. Okay. It's short and sweet, though. You would have thought a man wrote it.
Really?
It's that short.
Wow.
But it's from a woman.
Okay.
And here's what she wants to know. She wants to know if, basically, her husband is a jerk for who he's not inviting. They're inviting guys to the bachelor party, but not the wedding. Okay. Here's what she said. Hey, guys, I have an Am I the Jerk question. My husband has been trying to set up a bachelor party that his best man is in for a wedding. Now, I've had a couple of guys, more than one, come up to me and ask me why they weren't invited to the wedding. But they are invited to the bachelor party. She said, now, is this groom the jerk for inviting people to his party, but not his wedding? are they good enough for the bachelor party? But that doesn't make sense. This is the second wedding. But if you're going to invite somebody to your bachelor party, you invite him to your wedding, right? And so then I wrote her back, because Stacey sent this on Facebook in our DMs. I wrote her back and I said, hold on, who came up with the guest list? I said, did your husband or did the groom? Because her husband is the best man. Right. If that got confusing, sorry. Yeah. Her husband is the best man and he's planning the party, but he's got the guest list and it includes people that are not invited to the wedding.
Okay.
So she wants to know, is he the jerk for inviting them to the bachelor party but not the wedding?
I
don't even understand how you get to that conclusion.
Yeah.
But it's been done. I've been invited to a bachelorette party and not a wedding. It was the weirdest thing ever. And I did not go. And I went, it was something real casual, like, hey, you know, if you want to come along, that'd be so fun. And I was like, I'm not even invited to the wedding.
But did you
Why
go?
Did you? No, because it's weird.
I would have went.
You would have?
Yeah. Strange. Just to have a blast? Have other people buying you drinks?
No, because you have to pay for everything when you're in the group.
When
you're part of the bachelor or bachelorette party.
So now you're
chipping in. What if he's only inviting them so they chip in for whatever the activities are? Think about that.
That.
Because you want to split it more ways.
Are you being frugal or are you being cheap is the question.
Okay, so Stacey wants to know. I guess Stacey's not even remotely the jerk here because she's asking for the guys.
So she's just the middleman asking for advice.
Let's give him a name, much like we did the other day with Trashy Trisha. Okay. What are the guys' names here?
Cheapo Steve.
Is Cheapo Steve, he's the groom?
Yeah, we'll do the groom for him.
Cheapo Steve is the groom. Got it.
And then...
So is Cheapo Steve the jerk for only inviting some people to the bachelor party and not the wedding?
Yeah.
And the best man is...
Harvey. I like Harvey. Harvey's a good name.
Harvey?
Yep.
And I thought you were going to give him like...
I know, because he's the one who's doing all... Well, he's the one who's inviting everyone. The groom's just giving him the list. So
the groom, we want to know if the groom's the jerk. Is that where we're going? But the best man's inviting everyone.
But I would go...
You see?
See, I would go with the groom. All right. Is the groom a jerk for inviting people
to his bachelor party and not his wedding?
Yeah.
Is Cheapo Steve the jerk for only inviting certain people to the bachelor party?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I'm with you now.
All right.
414-533-1037. That is the number to call. You can call or you can text. And I'm curious to see what people are going to say. I think they're going to say jerk, but like I said, I've been invited to a bachelorette party and not the wedding, so this might not be as uncommon.
I've got a take on this. I'm going to wait to hear from the listeners and see which way they go.
So. Now I can't wait. All right, 414-533-1037. We will take your calls and your texts next. Kiss FM.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Joining me as a guest co-host today is Ryan from Calabama.
Good morning.
And better known as Caledonia.
Better known as Calabama.
Somebody asked me, what is Calabama? I said, it's Caledonia, duh.
Yeah, if you find the sign that says Caledonia on it and you look underneath it, it says Calabama on the post.
It does not. Did you write on the post in Caledonia? Unbelievable. Now, listen.
I won't say
You have
nothing.
Kiss FM to thank for that, everybody. All right, so the question is Cheapo Steve, the groom, a jerk for only inviting some guys to his bachelor party and not the wedding? There are guys that he's on. So basically the best man's wife wrote in and said, what is going on here? These people are reaching out to us asking why they're only invited to the bachelor party and not the wedding.
I'm kind of with Cheapo Steve.
Unbelievable.
He's not a jerk.
Are you kidding me
now? I'm dead serious.
Unbelievable. Well, it's amazing. You get on the air and look who we haven't heard from in a second. What listener? One of our regulars is on the phone. I'm so excited. Santino and Sheboygan, welcome back.
Good morning.
Been a long time, buddy.
Really long time.
Been a long time since I met you. Sorry.
Well, Santino, what are you going to say? Is Cheapo Steve a jerk, the groom, for only inviting some guys to the bachelor party and not the wedding?
I'm going to say not the jerk, and here's my reasoning why.
I didn't see that coming.
Because Lisa is the jerk, but I'm not going to go there yet. Sorry, Lisa.
You can't throw shots at Lisa and Sheboygan when we're talking about something else. Nobody knows what's going on right now, Santino. Is Cheapo Steve the jerk for her?
So provocative. Yes, he's the jerk because, he's not the jerk because we don't know if he has a small intimate wedding. We don't understand if it's a destination wedding. We don't know exactly what it is.
I agree with you there.
We don't know
about the guys that he's invited to the bachelor party, how rambunctious they get.
What do you mean?
Like, a bachelor party is like your last hoorah as a single guy.
Even though you've been engaged and in a relationship for years, give me a break, you guys.
But you're still on your last hoorah.
Yeah, you're never going to party again. Give me a break. Anyway, I'm going to hold you to this, but go on. Never going to see a strip club again in your life, are you?
No, probably not.
Stop.
So we don't know if it's that small, intimate wedding. Mm-hmm. Maybe... I don't know.
But hold on, maybe Santino. Does it matter? Let's pretend we just know that they're invited to the bachelor party and not the wedding, and you're saying that's okay, that he's not the jerk. Right?
Yeah, I'm not mad. I've been invited to just the bachelor party and not the wedding. Am I mad about it? No, because I understand that that's my boy, and I'm still involved in his life, and it sucks that I'm not going to be there for that moment, but I understood that it's a small wedding. Sometimes people don't have the financial means to have big weddings, or they can't provide the food for everyone. So it's just like sometimes you're invited for the ceremony only or just the reception only. Like, I don't get why people would just do the reception only if you can't be there for my vows.
I agree.
I don't want you there.
Santino, that's another argument. I actually stand by you on that. It's funny that people don't go to the wedding and they go, but we just went to the reception. I'm like, it was a wedding. The whole point of the reception was the wedding. And you didn't go to the wedding. It makes no sense.
I was that one guy that did that for his wedding.
A lot of people do that. It's very common. But the ironic part is it's a wedding. We're getting off again.
Yeah, we are.
The point is, he says not the jerk.
He says not the jerk.
All right. Thank you, Santino.
Thank you, Santino.
Hey, yeah. Hearing
from you.
Oh, no. I'm scared.
From you, Calabam. I just want to say hi to my girl, Bella. That's it.
Oh, okay.
I just want to say hi.
Okay.
All right.
That's it.
All right. Thanks, Santino. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
There is this web weaved with you regulars that nobody understands who's listening except me.
Until you call in 5 days in a row and you will never understand the regular club.
The way you guys shout out each other and nobody knows what's going on. You're in your own little planet, aren't you?
Yep.
Fine. Next up, we have Janine in Cudahy. Hi, Janine.
Hi, Janine.
Hello. Good morning.
Ryan
good morning.
From Calabama's co-hosting with me today.
Good morning, Brian.
Morning.
What do you think?
Which way are you going to roll?
Yeah.
I think jerk.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Duh.
For what?
Exactly.
For inviting them to the bachelor party and not the wedding.
Right.
What's her reason?
I don't want to be just the side thought, before thought, you're good enough for this, but not for this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I guess you could see it that way, but no offense, a man's not going to be that
way. Yeah, I want to be included in all or nothing, baby.
Okay. So she says jerk.
Yeah.
I get it. A lot of women would do this, especially with bachelorette parties. Yeah. They would be offended.
Right.
Men not being offended blows my mind. I'm like, that's impressive. You guys don't care.
The way I view it is
they just want to party.
Exactly. They don't care. They're not thinking about the things we're thinking about. All right, Janine, have a great day. We're split right down the middle now.
You.
Wow. Okay, so now we have to go to the tiebreaker, which is Amy in Wind Lake. Hi, Amy.
Morning, Amy.
Hi.
Ryan. Hello. Ryan from Calabama's here. You heard his input.
I heard his input.
It sounds like she's going one way.
And what do you think?
I think he's the jerk.
Yeah, Cheapo Steve the groom is the jerk for only inviting some guys to the bachelor party and not his wedding.
He just knows
what
he's going to do.
And it recently happened in my life.
Oh.
Not for me personally, but for my son.
What are you taking so long to tell this for? Get to it. I want to hear it. And what happened?
Well, best friends for, a long, long time. I mean, literally, they sleep at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Invited to the bachelor party, not to the wedding.
Stop.
Because, and this goes back to the first gentleman.
Was he mad or were you mad? Who was mad, though?
I was more mad.
Which is how this is pinning out. This is how this is all coming out today, where the dudes are like, whatever. And we're more mad.
Exactly. Yeah. I was more hurt for him. Yeah. Because of course. It was an intimate wedding, stating that there was only going to be like two of his best friends there, and it turned out a lot of them were there besides him.
Nothing like ripping a family apart, a wedding. It'll always do it, won't it?
Yeah.
Good times.
And they're supposed to bring you together. And he could give a crap, right?
Of course.
The fact that they grew up together and they spent a lot of time at my house. A lot.
Makes it awkward.
Oh, yeah.
I get it. So she says
it made it awkward. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she's a jerk. You know, absolutely.
Amy and Windlake, thank you so much for your input. You were a great tiebreaker today, and I agree, jerk.
Jerk it is.
All right, Amy, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Sorry, Ryan. That's Santino. Right. It's funny, though, because technically, the women shouldn't be the ones. Because if the guys are all saying not the jerk, then that should be the way.
My thinking as a groom, if I invite this person, I know that they're not going to trash my venue and blah, blah, blah for my wedding. So I don't care if they come to my bachelor party.
Is that the thinking?
That's my thinking.
That's the mindset, huh?
My mindset's also like, all right, I'm getting a gift from this person. What is he really going to get me as a wedding gift to at the same point?
Oh, you think that far?
I think that far.
Interesting.
Some of the guys that I would have invited to my bachelor party...
You would not invite to your wedding.
Oh, heck no.
So this is mind-blowing. And you would only bring them to the bachelor party because they're fun and a hot mess. But they would be a hot mess at the wedding.
And we can be hot mess outside of the venue.
Are these the bad dudes in your life? Is that what I would call them? The not-so-nice guys? So the not-so-nice guys get invited to the bachelor party and not the wedding because you're actually with your wife and you don't want them to embarrass you.
Well, somewhat, yeah. But I don't want them to embarrass me in front of my family, though, too. Mm. That's the huge part.
Okay. So, interesting. Learning a lot about you men and how you work. All right. Well, it's a jerk overall.
Jerk overall.
That's what they said. Okay. You ready to give away some Pitbull tickets?
Let's go.
Okay. Now you have to pick the number and it better be less than 50 because I ain't got time for all that.
You're telling me I can't do 52?
No. Is that what you want?
No.
Oh, thank God.
My lucky number, 13.
What number should we take for Pitbull tickets?
13.
13.
Lucky 13.
Okay, 414-533-1037. If you are caller 13, you're going to go see Pitbull at AmFam Amphitheater on August 31st. Good luck, guy. Pitbull at AmFam Amphitheater on August 31st. Ryan from Calabama. It's not you.
Well, no, but hopefully they bring me.
I doubt it because Greg is calling this morning. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Pretty good. On my way to my job downtown Milwaukee.
Oh, very, very nice. What do you do, Greg? Do I know this? What do you do?
Sure. So I work for the city. I'm a senior purchasing agent, so I like to buy stuff and work with vendors.
Oh, for the city of Milwaukee. Very nice. Man. I like that.
Yep.
All right. Well, very cool. Well, Greg, I have great news. You are going to be spending more time in Milwaukee at AmFam Amphitheater at the end of the month when you go see Pitbull.
There we go, Mr. 345.
Ah! Hey. Did you say 345? Is that 305?
Yeah,
305.
You know.
It's fine.
I knew what you meant. You're good.
I know you know Pitbull songs, Greg. I know you do. That was awesome. Oh, yeah. Well, you're going, and are you taking your wife or somebody else? Please say your wife.
I might be taking my wife. She already has tickets, so we'll have other family members that will be joining us.
Of course she does. The wife already got Pitbull tickets, so now you can give them to somebody else if you want. That's so nice. Well, Greg, you're going to the show. Have a great time. We'll see you there, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
You're so welcome. Hold on, Greg. Hold on. I'll talk to you off the air real quick for a second. And that's it. And then we'll have another pair tomorrow around the same time.
All right.
And then Little Wayne tickets are on the way as well after 8 o'clock.
See, I got to get in on those.
Ryan, you're on the air today. You're not qualified. Oh, you have to leave the building and go call outside.
You know who is qualified?
Who?
My wife.
Your wife is.
Yeah.
So Ashley better call. Ashley? She's on the Odyssey app? Well, good, because you can win $1,000 by listening on the Odyssey app. And Vicky in Milwaukee just won $1,000 yesterday.
Well, congratulations, Vicky.
Go, girl. I was going to call her this morning and I haven't gotten to it yet. So she probably just heard that on the air. Sorry, Vicky. I'll hit you up in a minute.
Yep.
103.7 KISS FM. It's Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Ryan from Calabama.
I wanted you to say Buenos Dias. Come on, you're filling in for DZ. Do it right.
Buenos Dias.
Wepa.
Wepa.
Thank you, Ryan. And you know what? Just for that, you're getting your theme song back.
Hey, I earned it back. Thank
you. You didn't really lose it, but.
Well, I've been suspended before. You've suspended me.
I love suspending people because it makes me feel powerful. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I bet you it does.
And nobody really gets hurt. That's why it feels so good.
It's the best OSS ever.
When I go, Ryan, you're suspended. Oh. So, Ryan, I do want to talk to you because your wife's a teacher.
Yeah.
And it's almost, well, some people actually, it is back to school. All the private schools seem to be going back. Yep. But, you know, I'm a public school gal, the boys.
Yep.
So they go back after Labor Day.
Yeah. She goes back after Labor Day, too.
She does.
She's hoping to.
What do you mean?
Well, her building's under construction.
Oh, no.
They're remodeling it, and they're like, it's been chaotic.
Oh, no.
So she's like, I don't even know if I'll have my classroom ready.
Oh, no.
So now it's like all next week, it's me working my job and then hustling and bustling down to the school to help her get her classroom together. It's going to be awesome.
What a good guy
it's
you
gonna
are.
Be coffee, coffee, coffee.
Lots of coffee. Well, oh, and yeah. DZ's wife's a teacher, you know, yeah. all the teachers getting ready to go back.
Yeah.
And I saw this reel on Instagram yesterday and I thought, oh, this is so funny. It was from a girl who said, these are things you shouldn't say to teachers.
Things to not say to teachers.
Listen to this.
Oh my God.
Number one, remember your why.
No thanks.
Teachers understand if you're not a teacher, just don't. Number two, are you sad summer is over? You already know the answer to this question.
Wow.
Number three, I wish I got summers off. Yeah, and I wish I got to pee whenever I wanted. Number four, just show a movie tomorrow.
So there, she's a teacher going back, gosh. And she's like, here are things not to say to teachers. I wish I had summers off.
Yeah. Let me tell you, it is not as easy as you think having summers off and going back to work.
I believe that. I believe it's got to be tough. Well, and some don't get paid in the summer either.
Well, that too.
So you're also acting like they're having the time of their life when a lot of my teacher friends have second jobs.
Yeah.
You know, they teach summer school or whatever because they can't pay the bills if they don't have a second job,
exactly.
Which is messed up, but we don't need to get into that argument. So I want to ask people the things you shouldn't say to teachers since we're all going back now. And wife, if she can text in.
She's probably texting
she can
in
call.
Already.
She can call for sure. I want to know, what are the things you should not say to teachers? I feel like those were all really good ones. And we can just add to the list. Don't say things like, just show a movie tomorrow, because that does sound like an alley-ism. You'll be fine. Just show a movie.
No.
You got this.
Movies were so boring in school. Ugh.
Yeah, but you just set your head down and slept.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. We're going to take your calls, 414-533-1037. Things you should never say to a teacher, and I would love it if teachers called in for this as well. By the way, that's totally acceptable, don't you think?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Things you should never say to a teacher in honor of back to school.
Oh, boy.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ, but today it's Allie and my boy, Ryan from Calabama.
Good morning, good morning.
You're a great fill-in co-host. I told DZ you were coming. He's like, I figured Ryan would be hitting you up. That's what he said. I said, you know Ryan's not going to let the co-host go without him coming in.
I've been trying to get that intern position pretty soon.
What intern position?
I know, right?
I wish. The best part of this show, though, is right now, because I said, your wife's a teacher.
Yep.
It's back to school. Things you should never say to teachers. I just played some of the things I saw on Instagram, which was things like, are you sad summer's over? I wish I had summers off.
Just play a movie.
Well, on the phone right now, Ryan from Calabama, a.k.a. Caledonia, your wife's on the phone. Uh-oh. Ashley, welcome.
Hello. Hi.
You get a gold medal for being married to Ryan from Calabama.
I think she deserves way more than a gold medal, just saying.
I do deserve more.
I was kidding. Ashley's so funny. So, Ashley, you're about to go back. What are things you should never say to teachers?
Okay, so getting ready to go back to school, we always have in-service with professional development, and they always tell you that we're going to do an icebreaker. Find someone that you never talk to.
Oh. So you can't be with your besties or your crew or the people that you work with the most.
They're making you, they're trying to change the work culture and make you talk to everybody. It's a bunch of garbage. Sure.
You have your cliques. Trust me. There are teacher cliques. Well, they exist.
It's like school. You become a teacher. Yeah. I do believe there are teacher cliques because I see them sometimes. And I always wonder when I see the cliques, I'm like, if I run into a bunch of teachers, and they're probably listening right now. Hey, ladies. If I run into the teachers from my kid's school and I only see like five of them, I'm like, well, where's the others?
Right.
Do they not play with the others?
They're not 5K or 4K.
Well, did the others not come today? Yeah. Are they friends? I have so many questions.
It's not even the cliques. I'm in early childhood, so if they partner me with someone in eighth grade, we are completely opposite ends of the spectrum.
You have less to talk about.
Definitely less to talk about.
For sure. So Ashley doesn't want to be paired up with people she doesn't know.
Yeah.
Note to bosses.
Also, don't tell me that I can't get in my classroom.
Oh, that would not be good. Yeah, I heard your school's under construction. Don't tell a teacher you can't get into your classroom to plan. That would not be good.
It's not even that setting up.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-mm.
All right, Ashley. Well, good luck going back. I hope your classroom's ready.
Thank you. Have fun. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Your wife is a saint.
That's an understatement.
Just saying. Next up, who do we have? Oh, Mindy's in Milwaukee, and Mindy said, I'm a teacher.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Mindy.
Let's hear what you got.
Hello.
Mindy.
Did you hear all of the things that I listed that the girl said?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You liked them?
The one that gets me is the movie. Kids do not watch movies. They will not sit there and watch a movie. That is not an easy out.
What grades do you teach, if you don't mind
I'm in
asking?
High school.
That's a good question, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a different cup of tea. Let's see. Try to eat your lunch in 5 minutes. And don't forget active shooter training now. So definitely being a teacher isn't as easy as everyone thinks.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
Absolutely not. So what are the things you don't want to hear? Was it everything you just listed?
definitely not being able to use the bathroom. Don't tell me to do this on your recess break, anything like that. We don't have time for that. We are doing other things.
Oh, that's a good one. When somebody says, get it done on your recess break, you're saying, don't say that. We're too busy. We don't have time.
We're trying to go to the bathroom at that point.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, Mindy's like, I just want to pee.
That's all I want to do. After 8 kids, that's all I want to do is be able to use the bathroom when I have to go. It's not that easy.
I bet. Well, thanks for doing the Lord's work, because I'm not teaching anybody. I'd scream at them all and tell them to bleep off.
Yeah.
Especially high schoolers. Right,
yeah, I give
it
you
would,
props.
It would be on, oh, let me tell you.
Yeah.
All right, Mindy, thanks for calling.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah,
have a great day. So if you missed it, I was playing this girl who's going back to school, a teacher. Here it is, where she said things you shouldn't say.
Things to not say to teachers.
If you missed it.
Number one, remember your why.
I don't want you to say that to me, and I'm not a teacher.
Teachers understand. Right? If you're not a teacher, just don't. Number two, are you sad summer is over? You already know the answer to this question. Number three, I wish I got summers off. Yeah. And I wish I got to pee whenever I wanted.
It's all the same theme, you know, the things you shouldn't say. Dana texted in. She said, I'm Dana, and I teach first grade. I love when people think I'm lucky because I get a spring break.
Oh, yeah.
But in reality, they don't understand. We need a break, and most of us don't have time to take off whenever we want, like normal jobs.
But it's crazy, too, is that you think about it. In the beginning of school, you've had your summer, so you're like, all right, I'm refreshed.
Yes.
You're dealing with all the chaos of the beginning of the school year. And then when you get into it, you're like, all right, you're counting down. And some teachers count down. Some teachers don't.
Mm-hmm.
Count down to your Thanksgiving break and then your Christmas break.
By spring break, everybody's done.
But your break from Christmas break to spring break is so long. And there's so much that teachers do in between
them
with like certain testing and certain this. And it's like... Like, that spring break is a mental break for them. They need it.
Well, and you know what else? The girl, the one I was just playing, who said all the things not to say to teachers, she also said towards the end that, you know, you think, we'll take a day off, but you have to then do your sub plan.
Yeah.
And I was like, I didn't even think about that. Even if you take a day off, you have to still plan for the... You don't get the day off. You're planning for the day.
Exactly.
Ugh.
Yep.
Teachers doing the Lord's work. You guys are great. Let me tell you.
Thank you all.
Things not to say to a teacher other than thank you. 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ. But today, filling in for DZ is someone everybody on this show knows. I think. I mean, I how do you so. Not know you, Ryan, yeah. from Calabama?
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for bringing me my love language, a large Diet Coke from McDonald's, Ryan.
Hey, I get it, I get it.
You know this show very well, because you're on it a lot.
Well, I think, yeah.
How weird is it being, we're going to give away Lil Wayne tickets, though, very shortly, so don't go anywhere. How weird is it, you've been in the studio multiple times,
yeah.
so what do you think, and like now, is anything surprise you or anything different than what you would have thought?
So I've been in it so often. Granted, I've
You've seen
had
a lot.
This opportunity. I've gotten to see the background and everything that you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of get used to everything, you know?
It doesn't as seem... It's not as exciting anymore, yeah. is it?
No, it's still a thrill. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But as I'm over here, you know, I look at the board because you guys got notes written down. I'm making sure what you guys are doing and
mm-hmm.
stuff. And I'm like, hey, Allie, don't forget this. Hey, Allie, don't forget
you
that.
You would be a great assistant. You're overqualified, though.
Know, that's fine.
You can't be my intern. No, you're overqualified, Ryan.
It stinks.
But it is a lot of moving parts
oh, yeah,
at once.
For sure.
And I think people think we do less than, I think we do more than people think, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Like when I answer the phones, people are like, you answer the phone? I'm like, yeah.
Yep.
And uh-huh. we do a lot. You edit audio, we do it all.
Clicking. She's, they don't sit still. People
what if I was,
fun.
What if I was doing nothing and I was just clicking and I was acting like I was working? Wouldn't that be great?
Oh my gosh.
I just wanted to know because I knew that you would also grill me about my dating life. Amanda and Racine was very, very timid yesterday, I could tell.
Oh, really?
Is there anything that I have not answered that you wanted to know? Because I know you wanted to know about Nature Boy. I showed you a picture. I'm not going to show his face.
No.
So you've seen him now.
Yeah. He's a handsome guy.
But yeah. handsome is not everything.
No.
You got to have it all when you want the connection. When you met your wife, Ashley. What was it? I know you stole her from her boyfriend. I already know that story, Ryan.
Yeah.
What is it?
It was a
How did you
that
know?
When she left for China, that's how I knew.
What do you mean?
So she took a study abroad program for when she was in school.
You were sad.
And she went to China for a full month.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It was brutal.
Oh, like, and you missed her.
This is the first girl that, you know, I actually had like a long relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else was like that high school fling thing, 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Totally.
Maybe, you know, like,
fifth grade, hold hands exactly. on the bus and then never touch again.
Yeah. And then this one's like, this is legit, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you need to...
Do you know what I told someone the other day, and it might have been Nature Boy? I said, it's hard for me to get to a place where my head and my heart match.
Right.
And that, to me, is the ultimate. That's when you end up in a relationship.
Yeah.
When your heart likes them and your head goes, this works, this is healthy, this makes sense.
Too.
But it's always one or the other.
I know.
It's always like, they're really great, and my heart feels nothing, or my heart wants them, and they're toxic as hell. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's no
that.
In between.
It
sucks.
You got to give it time. I mean, you guys are on seven or eight dates
now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm giving it time.
This is new steps.
What, the slowness?
The slowness, and you on seven or eight. I mean, let's be real. This dumpster fire dating on Fridays is pretty lit with like a second or a third date.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's pretty bad.
But,
I don't know. Do you think I'm a relationship girl, though, Ryan? We talked about this, how independent I am.
Why you got to put all that pressure on me and my shoulders?
Oh,
like
why? Are you afraid to answer honestly? You can say yes or no. I was married.
I know you were married.
I did not want to get divorced.
Right.
I'm glad I did now because I made me so much better. Sometimes you have to go through garbage to become a better person. But
yeah, you've learned a lot. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think right now you're at a point where you're ready for a relationship.
I am. But I can't find someone healthy enough and ready as well.
Exactly.
People are like, nobody's ready, really.
Right.
And so, there's so many unhealthy people now, especially we all get jacked up in the dating world. Now we're really screwed up.
Right.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You being ready for this relationship if it makes it to 10 or 11.
Oh, 10 or 11.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could see it happening soon.
So if the next day goes well, it's probably
going
to be something. And if the next day doesn't, we're donezo.
Yeah,
is that what
that's what I'm thinking. I honestly am thinking that, you know?
That's fair.
I think it, I don't know. I don't really need too much on him. I mean,
he's
as
nice.
Long as he's treating you well, that's all that matters.
Aw, thanks,
Ryan. He's
got
a bunch of regulars to go through if he doesn't. Just telling them.
He has no idea about my squad.
Well, he better.
I mean, I've been out with men and I've seen women come up to men and be like, if you hurt her, I'll kill you. And I don't even know these women. I'm like, that's my girls.
Yep,
that's
exactly.
my Milwaukee squad.
Yep.
That's the ladies
yep.
who have been with me on this journey on the radio for
and
many years.
She has men that have been on the journey. journey, and they will take you on whatever way we need to, just to let you know.
So basically, be nice or Ryan and Calabama will find you.
Oh, yes.
I love that. Well, good looking out, Ryan. Thank you.
No problem.
I know you'll tell me the truth, which is if he's a good guy, you'll say do it. And if he's not, no.
We'll meet him. We'll meet him, and then we'll go from there. Because okay. I can't judge a guy by a picture.
Well, DZ's mad he hasn't met him. He was mad that other people had met him. And I was like, I didn't plan that. That was an accident.
Yeah, it's an accident.
It was a total accident that we went to the fair. I didn't think that out very well. Because, of course, we ran into all these people, including friends of mine.
Right.
And it was not supposed to happen like that.
Yeah, but that's sporadic.
But it was natural.
Yeah,
it was natural.
You don't want to be a meet and greet. You don't want to do that.
Have you asked the listeners? I bet you they might come to a meet and greet with Nature Boy.
They probably
just
would.
To see what he looks like.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.